Topic 8.10 is to describe the use of magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and computed tomography, or CT, scans in medical diagnosis and investigating brain structure and function. So we'll start with computed tomography. CT scans use x-rays to identify the major structures in the tissue. They can detect problems such as tumours and aneurysms, but sometimes you have to inject a dye into the blood because x-rays aren't great at discerning between different types of soft tissue. The x-rays are fired through the object, which in this case would be a human brain. You would have detectors arranged along a circular arc opposite the x-ray source, and the delay in the detection of those x-rays indicates the density of the object. If you're interested, this is also a similar sort of technique used to tell the density of different layers in the Earth's crust, mantle and core. Looking at magnetic resonance imaging, this, rather than using x-rays, it uses the fact that hydrogen nuclei, or protons, act as tiny magnets with their own magnetic fields. And if you place them in a stronger magnetic field, they all line up. So, you align them in a magnetic field, then apply radio frequency, or RF, magnetic field oscillations to the protons, which causes protons to rotate in phase. The RF pulse gets turned off then, and the protons still rotate, inducing a signal in receiver coils around the scanner. This signal can then be amplified, and we can use that to image the soft tissues. It's much more useful for diagnosing tumours, clots, infections, brain damage. You will get a far better resolution from an MRI scan versus a CT scan. However, depending on whether you have something made of steel or iron in your body, and pacemakers, I should think, will do that, you wouldn't be able to use an MRI scanner because of the magnetic field. However, CT uses ionizing radiation, x-rays, very good at detecting bleeding and aneurysms, not so good at looking at infections and brain injuries. We can also look adding in a fourth dimension of time. We're pretty good at 3D MRI scans and CT scans, but if we look at functional magnetic resonance imaging, that monitors changes in the brain activity by measuring changes in blood flow and oxygen uptake, which means we can study different functions of the various parts of the brain. There are some issues with that. The blood flows to different parts of the brain when the subject is looking at different stimuli, but is this an example of correlation or causation? Also, are we absolutely 100% sure that the person is thinking in the way that we think they are? And, you know, this is something that is really interesting for you to be thinking about for the June 2012 pre-release material. They're going to ask you something about correlation, causation, maybe some issues with fMRI. It's not on the spec, but it's worth looking at something called quantified electroencephalography, or QEEG. This looks at electrical activity. It's much safer than something like CT. We've got electrical sensors that are on the outside of the skull, attached to a fitted cap. These are less spatially accurate than fMRI, but they can detect different sorts of waves acting in the brain, particularly alpha and theta waves, which may be associated with impulse control. And this can be relevant if you're looking at, for example, conditions such as attention deficit disorder. They have very high theta and alpha wave activity.